From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. It looked like a scene from a Cold War novel. Two sets of high-profile spies exchanged quickly and without incident today. Larry Miller reports from London.
On a Vienna airport runway, the 10 confessed Russian agents swapped the plane that brought them from the U.S. for one that 90 minutes later would take off for their homeland. In exchange for the 10 Russians, the West gets four men considered high value, a nuclear weapons analyst, a former KGB officer, and two ex-colonels, one of whom is believed to have helped the U.S. capture spies Robert Hansen and Aldrich Ames. Former Kremlin advisor Alexander Nekrasov says the West got the better deal.
They're getting three former intelligence officers and one leading scientist, whereas the Russians are getting a bunch of people who didn't really do a lot.
The State Department says some of the convicted spies coming to the West are in poor health. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Search crews in Philadelphia have now recovered a second body at the site of a crash between a tourist boat and a barge this week. They are still trying to determine if it is the other person missing following the crash. They used a massive 25-ton crane to lift the sunken vessel, known as a duck boat. Police, meanwhile, identified another body recovered earlier today as one of two Hungarians missing after the accident. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a fire aboard the tourist boat, leaving the vessel unable to move on the river. A total of 35 people were rescued following the collision. In Las Vegas today, President Obama asked Congress to set aside more money for clean energy technology. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the program would expand an existing fund to subsidize new jobs.
Last year's Economic Recovery Act included $2.3 billion for companies to create clean energy jobs. The government gave $1 for every $2 of private investment in renewable energy. In a speech at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, President Obama said that wasn't enough. He said there were four times as many worthy requests as there were tax credits.
If an American company wants to create jobs and grow, we should be there to help them do it. So that's why I'm urging Congress to invest $5 billion more in these kinds of clean energy manufacturing tax credits, more than doubling the amount that we made available last year.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid introduced the president. He's fighting a tough race for re-election, and Mr. Obama did two fundraisers for him during this visit to Nevada. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
And assigned companies may be getting ready to begin hiring again. Inventories held by firms at the wholesale level posted their fifth consecutive rise in May. Commerce Department says inventories at the wholesale level rose 0.5%. Stocks were able to continue a four-day rally that has included the market's biggest gains since May. All the major stock market indexes were higher ahead of earnings news expected next week. The Dow rose 59 points. The Nasdaq was up 21 points today. You're listening to NPR. A pair of suicide bombings in a bazaar in Pakistan today killed at least 60 people and wounded more than 100 others. Authorities say the blast near the civilian headquarters of a tribal area resulted in a 5-foot-deep crater and trapped victims in rubble from destroyed shops and also damaged a prison. The attack is being described as one of the deadliest this year in Pakistan and appeared to be aimed directly at civilian authorities who've been working to help ordinary citizens resist the Taliban. The United Nations has recalled its top representatives in Sri Lanka after 4 days of protests outside the main UN office there. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports Sri Lankan protesters are demanding the UN shut down an investigation into alleged human rights violations.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon blasted the Sri Lankan government for failing to stop the demonstrations that have disrupted UN operations in Sri Lanka's capital. The demonstrations are led by the Sri Lankan housing minister, who says the UN has no right to investigate alleged human rights abuses by the Sri Lankan army. The alleged abuses took place last year when the army finally defeated a long-running insurgency by the Tamil Tigers, a militant separatist group. The UN says thousands of civilians were killed, both by the Tigers and by government troops. The Sri Lankan government denies that its troops committed war crimes. The leader of the protest says he'll carry out a hunger strike until the UN backs down. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Bookseller Borders now says it plans to offer customers who download its free electronic book reading software 5 free titles. Borders says customers who agree to download the software through July 14th of this year will receive the books valued at more than $40. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.